All right. Hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. I enjoyed my time after yesterday afternoon. I got home and ate as much as I could and tried to relax late afternoon. So I hope everybody here enjoyed Thanksgiving with their families or with their loved ones as well. We're pretty good health-wise. Cal, Rudolph, and Josh are the only guys that, you know, on this day, they'll definitely be out of the ball game. Other than that, you know, Adrian practiced today. He did well. You know, all of the guys we're kind of counting on at this point are looking pretty good. So we're probably, you know, we're not back to full strength, but we do have a lot of guys that are going to participate who we need to be on the field against a good football team on Sunday afternoon. So I mean, that's the encouraging part. But should be a good contest. No, I think he'll be fine. You know, based on what I saw today, he should be fine. Yep, trying to rest that groin a little bit, let him get treatment. You know, not 100%, but not to the point where it's worse than it was when we played Green Bay. Yeah, he's practicing now. He's passed everything. He and Joe Webb, and they've been cleared. So. Yeah. It's a big deal. You know, we're pretty thin in the secondary and, you know, playing with a lot of guys that are out of position that you don't really want to play as much as we're having to play them, because it does affect your special teams as well. So to have Xavier back, that's a big deal. It helps us from a depth standpoint, and, you know, you're putting a guy at corner who is a corner, as opposed to what we're doing with Robert and what we end up having to do with Marcus, who, you know, he's more of a spot player, not a guy you want to take 60 snaps. So, you know, hopefully Xavier will be able to finish the game and play well. We will. You know, for where we are, we'll have to get him some snaps there. Yeah. Right. Feel like you match up a lot better, you know, with the size that we have outside, and now we got to go out and execute between the two of them. But you're right. This is kind of what you want for this type of situation. Mm-hmm. Oh, I think he'd be a featured back. Whenever he's gotten an opportunity, even the year when Adrian got injured, he stepped in and played very, very well. And you see now, you know, when Adrian's not on the field and he gets his chance, he does extremely well. He's a good back and one of the best teammates, you know, you could ever ask for. He's not one of those guys who complains about, you know, being a backup to Adrian. He's good on special teams. He's the consummate pro, and I think he'd be a featured guy. Yeah, the results don't say we've learned a lot, Ben. I mean, we haven't produced in these situations as often as we need to, you know, obviously. But I think we did learn some things from that situation. You know, we just got to find a way to, you know, make some plays. And, you know, we did in the Washington game and the Pittsburgh game, but we haven't done it enough. And but we'll get another opportunity maybe against Chicago. And if we do, I think there are some things we learned from that situation that should help us on Sunday. Chip, he really looked pretty good. You know, I was telling Eric Sugarman a little bit ago that, you know, that rule is a good rule, but, man, wouldn't mind if he could, you know, play this week, because he moved around well enough where you had no qualms putting him in the ball game. He looked good. So, you know, get a chance to take a look at him again next week, and hopefully we'll have him the following week to play.
Well, yeah, it's the 15th, isn't it?
The Philly game, yes. That's the one we're aiming for.
Where he looked so far, you have no doubt he'll be able to play.
Yeah, you know, this is only the first day, so you got to see how he feels tomorrow. But the way he moved around, he looked good. So we'll see how he feels tomorrow.
You talked about getting, you know, more conservative that we get to this match, some carries here. Do you envision out this game?
Yeah, I don't know if the numbers will be much more, Brian, than what they were last week, but getting them on the field for sure, with Adrian being where he is health-wise, we do need to insert him, you know, more often than we do, even in the first half, not just wait to the second half when Adrian gets tired or gets fatigued.
Going back to those two situations, a couple times, taking timeouts in those situations, you talked about
Yeah, it definitely it helped us even in the Green Bay game. I mean, you know, to settle down a little bit. We're able to hold them to a field goal when they had a chance to score the game-winning touchdown. So it helped us there. And we got the ball back, and we had a chance to drive down and get in position for a field goal. We just came up a little short. So it does help to get our guys settled. And, you know, each situation is different. And with all the new people we're playing right now, you know, being in these situations for the first time, you want to make sure that we know what we're doing, and you can't worry about the other team. You just got to make sure we know what we're doing. I don't know right now, but he's looking pretty good. You know, he hasn't been able to go back-to-back days yet, Chris. Like he practiced on Wednesday, we gave him the day off on Thursday, and then he came back today and he practiced. So once we get some consecutive days together, then we'd have a better feel. But right now, he still needs a day in between. So. When Josh comes back and he's healthy and he's cleared, you know, we'll plug him right in, you know, at the corner as well as the nickel position, and move Xavier back to his normal position in third down situations or nickel situations. But, you know, we'd love to have Josh back as soon as possible because it helps us from a rotation standpoint. Xavier's done a good job up to this point, but we'd go back to, you know, Josh starting when he's healthy. Probably at least a couple, probably. Yeah, at least a couple. So. You know, when the adrenaline is flowing, I mean, you're not counting plays, you're just playing, and you don't really feel it till maybe after the game or when you come back on a Wednesday and you begin practice. And you know, we've tried to cut back some things during this week, you know, to try to take something off of their legs. Glad we didn't have a short week, you know, like a Thursday game. But, you know, we just tried to monitor their snaps in practice. But at the end of the day, you got to get ready to play the next ball game. So we did wear pads yesterday. We did, you know, but so we've had some talks about that. But they didn't complain because they know where we stand on that point. So, all right, thank you guys. Pardon me?
No, my wife, thank goodness.